This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready for an actual series, Keith?
No. No, Jones, I'm not. I was not ready for that last night, I'll tell you that much. There goes my sweep. You can sweep my sweep prediction right out the room. What the hell happened there? They're up 20. You're like, this is how the series is going to go. Kick back and relax. They can score anytime they want. The Knicks don't play any defense. I'm like, all right, this is good. And then, wait a minute. We got ourselves a ball game.
I mean, Wiggy just spent 5 minutes telling us to blow up the team. Wiggy's done with this team.
He's sick of the team. And then he's like, well, I'm not sick of the team. Don't get me wrong. But you're sick of the team. They just won the title. I don't know. If you think they're going to lose the series after they lose one game, then I don't know how strongly you felt about them to begin with. Right? Like, I don't think the Knicks are going to win this series. Now, it doesn't mean there isn't a lot to pick apart from the game last night and how wildly frustrating it is to see a team miss 45 threes. And you know what's funny is they didn't take a lot of threes against the Magic. The Magic did a good job at running them off the line and making sure they didn't shoot a lot of threes. So it was almost like they had a lot to make up for. They're like, oh, it's been a while since we've been able to like heave it from deep. So let's do that all game long. And that's how you lose a game.
That is absolutely how you lose a game. Plenty of time to talk about this today on Jones and Keefe at 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on the Celtics overtime loss, 108-105 to the Knicks at TD Garden last night, a game where the Celtics launched 63s, missed 45, which is an NBA playoff record, and I think they'd still be shooting. If the game didn't end, like, they would still be hucking him up.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum, 0 for 7 in the fourth quarter. I think he was 2 for 11, if I'm not mistaken, in the second half. A poor night for him when you needed him to step up in a big spot. He did not. So a lot to discuss here today on Jones and Keefe. Again, it's 617-779-7937. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. And watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. How'd they lose it, Keith? They're up 20 in the third quarter. How'd they lose it?
I mean, no team, I think, has ever taken their foot off the gas pedal as much as the Celtics. And it was like they were up 20. They thought the game was over, much like me. The difference being I'm not on the floor like they are. And then they just started settling for shots. They weren't hitting shots. It also then affected their defense. So then their defense wasn't as good. And the Knicks all of a sudden started to like chip away at it, and they had enough time to bring it all the way down to the end. And then you get into overtime, and I don't know if it was just all the bad habits from the second half or what it was, but it's almost like, all right, you guys screwed up in the second half, but here's 5 more minutes to just redeem yourself, right? Like, so part of me was like, are they going to be able to at least shake that off and figure it out?
Didn't you think they would?
I kind of did. Like, yeah,
When Brunson missed that runner at the end of regulation, I'm like, well, there goes their chance.
And he was the clutch player of the year as presented by Kia.
Correct.
And he misses that shot. So, yeah, Brunson and Tatum both kind of had chances at the end of regulation. And then the end of overtime was just ridiculous. That throw into Jalen Brown.
Oh, the turnover.
Just get stole from him? Like, did he get a shot attempt?
Nope.
Brutal. But, yeah, they didn't have it.
No.
They didn't have it in the second half. Porzingis going down obviously doesn't help, but it shouldn't be the it is not the reason.
You beat the Knicks twice this year without Porzingis.
Correct.
Honestly, I don't want to hear that today. Would he have helped? Sure. I thought he was due for a big series, to be honest. Some of us were looking for the third leg of our parlay, a couple of threes for Porzingis last night. Still waiting for him to take one.
Yeah.
Never mind make one. Never mind score a basket in the game last night. So ideally you have Porzingis out there, but don't give me that today. Like, oh, if they have Porzingis, it's a different game. They don't need him. They didn't need him to win a title a year ago. They didn't need him against New York to sweep the Knicks this year. Two of the games he missed, they won both. You do not need him. So I don't want to hear that today. You want to yell at the coach? Go ahead. You want to yell at Tatum? Go ahead. Nick's all fired up about Jaylen Brown back there. Wiggy wants to blow up the team. I think Nick wants to trade Jaylen, if I'm not mistaken. Is that what you want to do?
Another three. We're on our way.
He was one
Leave
for 10.
Leave OG and Anobi alone in the corner. We're on our way.
Yep. One for 10.
Not
from
great.
Three.
Not great.
The Jays, the Flying Jays.
Yeah.
They were 14 of 43 from the field.
I would like a few more makes there.
That's a wild number.
As Rich Keefe likes to say, maybe mix in a make if you don't mind.
Mix in a couple makes. Yeah, that was just wildly frustrating. And I'm telling you, like, it did. It like seeped into their defense, and all of a sudden they like forgot how to even play defense in the second half. I mean, that third quarter was brutal.
I think I tried to say this yesterday. The Magic probably lulled them into like, oh yeah, teams make open shots. They're like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
Like they probably got thrown off by playing the Magic. It's not an excuse for them.
Right.
But it's just, this is what a real offense looks like. Not Orlando. This is what a real offense looks like. This is an NBA team that can make shots like most teams in the NBA,
true.
Not the Orlando Magic,
true.
But most teams. So they probably got lulled into that. They forgot teams make open jumpers.
We were trying to figure out a way for the Knicks yesterday, like, how do they win the series or even win a few games? And I was like, I don't know, like, Drew Holiday's hamstring barks up at him again, and like Porzingis goes down.
Yep.
And so part of that came true. But the other thing we should have mentioned, and maybe we just haven't seen it enough, is there are nights like this with the Celtics where they just miss a million threes, and they keep taking them, and Mazzulla's like, yep, do that. And every player on the court is comfortable doing that, and they just miss them. That's why we said they'd be a scary NCAA tournament team. Like, to bet on. Because
right. They
first round against Santa Clara, they miss every shot. You're like, wait, what are they doing? What happened?
Oh.
No, scary, like, to bet on.
I see. I thought you were saying like, they're Wofford. They're making
their
threes.
They're not Wofford.
No.
They're like the juggernaut, but then they just miss every shot and they're out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they lose.
They're St. John's.
I don't think they lose, like, a seven-game series, but a one-off. Because they just brick everything and they don't change how they play. Like, yeah, they'd be terrifying to bet on.
All right, the shot selection was just awful last night. Here's the stat that jumped out to me. The Celtics were 15 for 60 on threes. Those 45 misses are the most in NBA playoff history.
Yeah.
They took 49 shots in the second half, Keith. 37 were threes.
Good.
They only made 10.
They took 37 total twos in the game. So they took 60 threes. They took 37 twos.
So they got in at halftime. I heard Curtis say this driving in. They get in at halftime. They're like, more of that. Like, what? Let's jack up
Let
more threes
fly,
if you don't mind. And so they just kept shooting. And in the case of Jason Tatum, who was 0 for 7 in the fourth quarter, 0 for 5 from 3. The only makes were free throws for Tatum in the entire fourth quarter. Some people want him to be MVP. That's not going to get it done.
MVP of what?
Constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly settling. We talked about this for days, going back to last week, once we knew it was New York, or at least we thought it was going to be New York.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to bully Brunson. He's going to bully Towns. Where was that in the fourth quarter? Constantly settling. Step back threes. Taking threes. Not going to the basket, which I find to be wildly frustrating with him. Joe Mazzulla, though, don't tell him. Joe Mazzulla has no problem with the shot selection last night. Just a couple maybe you want back. Here's Mazzulla.
Were you satisfied with the shot selection in that second half?
Yeah, I mean, I think for the most part, obviously, over the course of the game, you always can find, 5-10 shots that you want to be better at. But, I thought throughout the night, for the most part, we fought for good looks, throughout the game. But, yeah, I mean, you can find 5-10 that we could be better at.
I could find 5 from Tatum in the fourth quarter.
So 50 to 55 of the threes were good. 5-10, though, you'd like to have back. Maybe do it a little bit differently. But, yeah, right. I mean, each guy you could look at. I mean, Tatum was, 4 of 15 from 3?
I got 5
Brown
from
10. 1 of 10.
I didn't like and I know some of them were open. If he makes them, it's a different story. But, like, in retrospect, he was settling on every 3 in the fourth quarter. Lop those 5 off right there. There's 5 from Tatum. I just found 5.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you could easily go there. No, but, like, I don't mind, and we're so used to them taking a ton of 3s. But don't you like it when it's a little bit closer to, let's say, 45 three attempts, 45 two attempts? Like, somewhere in there, it's a little bit closer to 50-50. But then also, like, how's the night going? Is it a night where one or two guys are lights out? Or is it a night where everybody's ice cold and you just proved last series? And I know the Magic don't have the offense that the Knicks do, but you just proved last series that you can go to the free throw line and hit free throw. You can make twos and you can win that way. And it's not like you were down 20 and you're saying, well, the quickest way to get back in this is shoot threes. No, you were up 20, and then you let that whole lead bleed away, but then you still had overtime to play.
Just the paint-by-numbers approach is so frustrating, where it's like, we're just shooting 55, 60 threes every single night. And to your point, Keith, some nights you don't have it. some nights the team on the other side is a joke defensively. Get Ananobi off Tatum. Bring a screen over. Get Ananobi off Tatum. Get him matched up on Brunson. Get him matched on Towns. Hunt those matchups and go to the hoop. And some nights that's what you need to do.
Well, like the first half, even though they weren't hitting their threes, they were still, it seemed like they were getting kind of what they wanted, and Tatum seemed really comfortable. And you're like, oh, this is classic. This is classic Tatum versus the Knicks during the regular season, and they're going to be fine. You're like, man, they're up, what was it? They were up 16 at the half, but they weren't hitting threes. And you're like, oh, this could be a bloodbath. Honestly, idiot me thinking about my Tatum parlay. I'm like, he might not even play the fourth quarter. I'm like, he might not get the points because he might not play.
That is scary. There's nothing more scary than that.
They might rest him. I was stupid. And maybe they thought the same thing because the next thing you know, the Knicks came flying by in the high speed lane.
So what'd you think of the Celtics shot selection last night? Who do you blame for the loss? I saw the Greg Hill Show poll today. They were talking about it. Mazzulla, Tatum, Brown, other. You can jump in on that again at 617-779-7937. Let me ask you this, Keith.
Yeah.
Do we have an actual series?
No.
No?
I don't. I really don't.
The last time the Celtics trailed in a series was the Eastern Conference Final against Miami. That's the last time they were down in a series 2 years ago.
I don't, and I think it's. I still think it's a really good matchup for the Celtics. They needed to miss a historic number of threes in order to lose the game in overtime. So not trying to be too positive after a loss, because that was frustrating. They shouldn't have lost that game. But going into the series, I thought they were so much better than the Knicks, and they just matched up so well against the Knicks that I don't think it's going to happen. Like, I don't think New York is going to find a way. I think the Celtics blow them out in game two. Then they've been
I'm with you on that.
So that happens.
The Knicks have already come to Boston and done what they needed
to
do.
They're good.
Game two is going to be a bloodbath, but I disagree with you. I think we have a series.
Do you?
Yes.
The Celtics have been such a good road team this year.
I'm not picking the Knicks to win
but you did say six at the beginning of the series.
Correct. I don't think the Celtics are, oh, it's just one game. They're going to win the next four. It's over in five. They're going to dominate. Like, I don't think that. I think the Knicks are going to push them a little bit. And I'll stand by the six I had going in. I'm not picking the Knicks in the series. But, while New York has no chance in game two, bet the house on the Celtics in game two, I do think it's a series.
Because I think with this team, they probably don't shoot this poorly again as a team from three. And even if they do, this came down to a coin flip. So it wasn't like they shot this poorly and the Knicks routed them.
Are the Knicks going to miss 14 free throws in another game?
Yeah, well, if Mitchell Robinson's on the line, maybe.
Mitchell Robinson might. Actually, I have a whole separate thought on that. You want to do that now?
Sure. Okay. I don't like it.
Me neither.
I don't like it.
So Mazzulla didn't even come up with it. The Pistons were doing it. So you stole it from a team that lost last round, number one. So it's not even like Mazzulla can take credit for it.
Yeah.
You don't think you can beat this team straight up?
But also,
you got to resort to hack a scrub strategy in the game. I don't like it.
So you can't defend them. So you need to take the worst free throw shooter, put him on the line, and do that. Because one of the hack a Shaq philosophies was also, hey, maybe you make the other team consider taking Shaq out of the game.
Right.
What do you want Mitchell Robinson out of the game for? Leave Mitchell Robinson out there. It's a void of a player on offense. Yeah. So he's in there because Karl-Anthony Towns is in foul trouble, which he did a good job with early on in the game. Then you get Mitchell Robinson. Don't make them take Mitchell Robinson out. Just defend them. And also, I've always thought this, and I guess, Popovich would do it against Shaq and other teams would do it against Shaq, but it also really interrupts the flow of your offense.
Bingo.
Significantly.
It disrupted the whole flow
of
the game.
So I really don't like it unless, again, it's the superstar Hall of Fame player on the other side who can't shoot free throws, and you're more of a, like, if this was the 08 Celtics who only scored 90 points as it is and they want to grind you out, fine. That might be a little bit better for them, but not for this team.
Or you're down and it's the fourth quarter and you got to steal some possessions and Mitchell Robinson's out there?
Yeah.
Fine. But like,
not this. Like, you're like, wait, what are you doing?
The second quarter? You love what you saw so much out of the Detroit Pistons. You love that so much that you had to steal it from them and start screwing around. You can't beat the Knicks straight up. I hated that. I thought that was a loser strategy early on in the game, and I would get away from it, quite frankly.